back to reality for me after a week's vacation. We went to Sarasota, Florida. And so it was great. I went, it was me, my girlfriend Taryn, my son, 16-year-old son Brandon, and his girlfriend Lily. And so, you know, you brought up a good point. I didn't think about it until we were on the plane and flying there. When we talked before I left, you said, I hope they don't break up on the trip. And then I'm sitting there looking at him. I thought, God, at 16 years old, there is a whole bunch that could go weird.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but it was a great trip. A couple of the cool things that we saw while we were down there, just outside the Sarasota area, in Siesta Key, Longboat Key, if you know the area. The pelicans were just as impressive as bald eagles to watch, because when they dive bomb for food, it is a full-on kamikaze dive bomb into the water. And we're sitting there at this little base, salty dog restaurant or something, and just endless entertainment watching these things dive bomb for fish. Have you ever seen that?
Yes. When I see that, I think that they have to be concussed.
They have to.
They do that so many times a day. There's no way at the end of their life that their brains are right.
They have it all together. They can't.
No.
It went over and over and over again. That was super cool.
I mean, if that is how you had to get your food all the time,
yeah,
that'd be a rough way to go about have to go about it.
One of the cool things that this was the first time I traveled with downloading a bunch of shows onto a tablet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it made the five-hour flight just go by in a breeze. Watch four or five episodes of, Breaking Bad and play some cribbage. And it flew right by. And the other thing that I found that is going to be a necessary bring on every travel from now on is a Huey Boom speaker. Just a little have your own speaker. It's like walking around with your own jukebox in a pocket. It's totally waterproof.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
We went on this kayaking deal and stuff. And part of it, you want the nature and you want the quiet and all that kind of stuff. But we're out kayaking and you just hook it onto something and you've got your own little, find some kind of playlist or something that jives with what you're doing. And you've got a instant soundtrack no matter where you are or what you're doing. I'd never done that before.
So no issues at the airport, no issues on the flight, nonstop, no connections,
oh, yeah.
All that stuff smooth.
All of it, all the travel was
now,
great.
Now, there were some, I don't know if I think we talked about this before you left. Some of the lines, the TSA lines at SeaTac recently have been ridiculous going out into the parking garage. How was your TSA thing?
It was longer in Seattle than it was in Tampa, that's for sure.
Oh.
But we flew out at like 6 o'clock in the morning or something. So
okay.
It wasn't
good time to go.
It wasn't too bad there. And as far as knuckleheads in Florida, I'll give you the biggest knuckleheads I saw were on that kayaking trip. And part of it was us. And part of it was these other people. If you're familiar with what a mangrove kind of forest is, it's salt water, but these mangrove trees kind of grow and they create these tunnels, and you can rent these two-person kayaks. And it was probably one of the coolest things we did was rent these kayaks and you paddle through these tunnels in the mangroves, and it was super cool. But the people in front of us were these two ladies that were probably, in their 50s or so. And they were down from Boston or New England or something like that. And it was obviously their very first time in a kayak. You don't know what you're doing. No, you're doing it all wrong.
So you wanted to pass them.
And you get every time they get sideways in this kind of thing. And we're like, finally, when there was an opening, let's get past these people. We're like, God, they're knuckleheaded. People don't know anything about it. It was their first time in a kayak, And we're kind of, making fun of them. Well, halfway through this this big adventure that you do, you go out through the mangroves, and then you can kind of go back out past through the mansions and stuff. But at the halfway point, there's this little island where everybody gets out and kind of stretches your legs and stuff, and it's super cool. And so we pull up to the shore at first, Taryn and I, and the kids are coming along behind us. I set my paddle crossways on the in front of me on the kayak. And Brandon's like, coming ashore as fast as he can, T-bones the paddle and breaks the paddle in half, And I'm the furthest, point we can be from bringing this thing back. And so
how'd that go?
The paddle's busted. So anyways, I'm in the back. I use the big paddle. Taryn just kind of uses the half paddle. And we get back to the deal. And tell me if this is if I did this right or not. You tell me if I went under or over on this, how I handled this. So I get back and the paddle's busted. And the guy comes out. He's just kind of some, you know, beach bum dude. Hey, man, what's up? And so I pull up and he's like, how was everything, man? And I said, well, you know, we had a paddle casualty. I told him what happened. And the thing, but and he goes, ah, well, paddle's bust, man. No biggie. And I go, you sure? I mean, I feel really bad about it. He goes, you didn't mean to bust it, did you? And I said, well, no. And he goes, then don't worry about it. It happens. And I'm like, all right. So then we're walking back to the car, and we give him back the dry bags and stuff. And, hey, thanks a lot, man. Get my keys. And then I gave him $20. I said, hey, buy yourself some beers. Do something about the paddle, whatever. I'm sure they could just unclip one side of it because it's got the little, you know, okay. And then click another paddle thing on the end of it. It's not that big deal. Is $20 enough?
Oh, yeah. Well,
and we gave him $100 for 2 hours of the the kayak and everything.
That's what he was charging, right?
Yeah, that's what they charged.
Oh, yeah. Now, does the guy own the place? Or
I don't know. I have no idea.
Probably not. You know,
it's not a brick and mortar place. It's just you're right down on this beach. The guy's got a big towable trailer with all the kayaks and paddle boards and stuff on it and stuff. And he's just set up shop there on the edge of the island, and you just pay him and get in the kayak and take off.
Yeah. Well, the way you described it is he was really cool with it. He was like, you know,
he sounded
like it must happen all the time.
Well,
so $20. Yeah. Yeah. He probably was not even expecting that.
Well, then let me tell you this then. As we walk back and hand in the stuff and go to put the stuff in the car, Taryn had stopped at the bathroom. And when she came along behind us, she overheard the two guys talking, and the guy asked him, what's up with the paddle? And he goes, the guy told me something. And he kind of reacts the story. He doesn't know Taryn can hear him.
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, he told me the kid came and busted it and whatever. He goes, I don't buy it. And Taryn heard him say that. And then when I went back and gave him the $20, she didn't tell me that until after I went
after
and gave,
you
him,
the gave him the 20.
After the I gave him the $20.
So
I don't know if he thought the kids were like sword fighting with it or something. I have no idea. But that's a legit how it happened. But he's like, I don't buy it. But he didn't give me a hard time in any way. He was like, hey,
what
man.
Are they? And I have no idea like what something like that would cost. What do you think? Ballpark, what do you think that would cost?
I bet if you're going into, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods to buy one, I don't know, it might be $50-$60. But if you get these clip-on, you know, you buy the little fin on the end, you clip it on the end of the pole, and you keep going, you know. He probably gets a bulk discount.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe he gets it for $50-$60.
I don't know.
That's got to be the cost of his business. You know, that happens from time to time. $20, that was good on, I think that was good on your part.
Okay,
you know,
I didn't know if I sold him short, if I should have given him more.
If he was cranky, if he was like, oh man, wow, you know, then you're
I'm like, here's 50.
You're like, all right, well, what does it cost? Let me reimburse you.
Yeah,
you know, something like that.
It's like, you didn't mean to bust it, did you? And I'm like, no. And
okay,
he's like,
then okay, you get $20. Yeah, I think
I go buy some beers or something.
I think you did all right. But then after hearing the I don't buy it.
Yeah, that made me mad.
Then you want to go back.
As we're driving away, Taryn's like, yeah, the guys were talking about you when we got 11. I go, what do you mean talking about me? Because I gave him $20?
Yeah.
She's like, no, because you busted the paddle.
I go back and ask for my $20 back. give me that busted paddle and give me my $20 back.
Still the highlight of the tour.